We are in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2. What we're going to do, we are going to read first 9 verses. And please read.
Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
When we started the verse 1, wherefore, that means something else he said before. Now, I don't know, a couple of weeks passed, you forgot what the chapter 1 was all about. In chapter 1, we learned that Peter was saying how God is gracious to us, how he saved us, and how we are born by the seed of God. That's the word of God, Jesus Christ. And once he's trying to say, you did not do anything to get saved. This is just the grace of God. He redeemed us, he saved us, and he kept us under his precious blood. Amen. So all of these blessings you got. That's why he says, wherefore laying aside all malice and all guile and all hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking. Now he's talking to the believers. He says, you are born again, child of God. Once you are born again, child of God, according to the 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, what the word of God says, if any man of anyone be in Christ Jesus, he is what? A new creation or the new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things became new. Now somebody will say, does it happen automatically? Yes, it does. But you have to play your part. For example, we have all the electric power and electricity available to you. Now what you have to do, just plug it in. Then you can get your power. Jesus Christ has given us all things for our salvation. He has saved us, redeemed us. He has given us everything. But if you are stubborn enough to not receive it and not live it, then we will have problem. Because God does not make us robots. Amen. Even though we are born again, children of God, we are not robots. Because everything became new, so automatically everything is going to work automatically. Doesn't work. You have to allow God to work in your life. The devil will be always there. That's what Peter says. Devil is like what? Roaring lion. He's running around and looking around who he can devour, who he can pull down. The word of God says when God cleans the room, the demon was gone, the demonic forces is gone, the house is what? Nice and clean. Now that house is nice and clean, that house belongs to God. But if you don't allow God to rule in that house, the word of God says then the 7 demons will come back and ruin the house worse than before.
Amen.
So what the word of God is trying to say, if you are born again, child of God, you have something to do. The old things will come popping in your mind and your tongue and everything. Just think that you were living the very filthy life. You are using all the filthy language. You are watching all filthy movies. You are doing all kinds of bad things. And you say, Lord, change my heart. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. And you believed it. As soon as you ask forgiveness for your sins, what happened? All the past sins are what? Forgiven and forgotten. The slate is clean. So what we have to do, keep the slate clean.
Yes.
If you start doing something wrong, you're going to get mixed up again. So we say, then what should I do? Can anyone live a clean and holy life once you're born again and never commit any mistake? Yes, we can.
Amen.
The Word of God is saying, Amen. If you have the seed of God, if you have the Word of God in you, you will not commit sin. That's what the David says in Psalm 119 verse 11. What he says, I have hidden your word in my heart, so I cannot sin against you. But what happens when we are born again, children of God, we have to trust the word of God. We have to read the word of God. We have to study the word of God. And then we will grow. Otherwise, all these sinful activities is written in there. We don't know how to control it. Let's read the words too.
As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby.
So how we can grow? All this sinful activity we used to do, now we are born again children of God, and if you want to live a victorious life, there is a solution. He says, once you are born again, child of God, just like a baby is born, newborn baby I'm talking about. And any animal or even the human babies, what they do? They look for the milk. Nobody has to teach them, but they look for the milk. And then when you give them the milk, especially if the mother feeds that baby, the mother's milk, that child will be completely healthy and strong. How many months you should be feeding the babies? In America, in modern countries, they will say, okay, you don't need a baby milk. Just, you know, a baby is born, cut short, give some formula, and you'll be all right. And they pump the milk out, and you go to work, and you'll be fine. People are doing that. But the children are not getting smart like before. Because all the nutrition the child needs, God has given to the mother before the child is born. So the mother is supposed to feed the baby at least 6 months. In those days, people feed at least a year or so until babies start eating. But you know, when you are 6 months, baby get at least 2 or 4 teeth. When you got the teeth, that means you are ready to eat the food. So then slowly you can wean the baby, and baby will be able to eat the regular food. But if you don't give the baby regular food, sometimes you give the baby formula, and some of the formula is not prepared properly. And some of the people, they are like bad people. You might have heard few months ago, somebody opened the baby formula and put something in it.
Yes.
And so people are doing some mischiefs. And couple of years ago I heard that baby formula was outdated and things like that, and they still put it in the market. They are not worried about your children dying or having sickness or disease. They think about their pocketbook and they think about their money. But God loves you, and He wants you and your children to be healthy. So you have to use the God-given grace and feed your babies and let the baby grow according to the Word of God. That's the same way spiritually. If you are born again, child of God, you should be looking for a milk. Milk is the Word of God. So if you are born again, child of God, for example, somebody went to the crusade, and they heard some preachers and beautiful singing, and they got excited and they gave their heart to the Lord, and they were excited. And what happens when they go home? They don't tell anybody what happened. They don't have Bible at their home. They don't read the Bible, and slowly, slowly they die spiritually. You know, Jesus Christ gave the parable about the The sower sows the seed. He sowed the seed, and some seed fell on what? The hard, the ground where the people walk. And that ground was hard. Bird comes, takes the seeds away. Some of them fell in the stony ground. What happens? The stony ground still has some mud on it, and so a little bit it grows and then vanishes away. Some of them fell on what? Thorny ground. And thorny ground, when the thorns are there, it will come, but the thorn will choke the growth and will die. And some of them fell in a good ground. Gives 30, 60, 100 or 30, 80, 100 fold in return. So what I'm trying to say, the devil is always there to take the seed out of your heart. He doesn't want you to grow. All kinds of trials and tribulations and problems and the worldly things will choke the growth. And spiritually, you're going to die. That's what the Word of God says. If you're born again, child of God, what you're supposed to do? Look for what kind of milk? Let's read that word one more time.
As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby.
Okay, the sincere milk, that milk should not have any mixture, completely pure milk. That means, for example, somebody is born again and he doesn't know or she doesn't know what to do. If the person got saved by somebody or listening to somebody's preaching, radio, television, or wherever it is, they will have some backup program. They will say, okay, now get this book. Now you're born again. What should I do next? Or some kind of booklet they would give. Or they would say, come after the service is over, come and we will tell you how to grow. They will tell you, if you don't have a Bible, we'll give you a Bible. Go to church next Sunday. What church they supposed to go? They don't know. They can go to some church. That church is spiritually dead. And they will die. I would say, somebody is supposed to say, go to the church where the full gospel is preached.
Amen.
That's what we have to say. Go somewhere where the full gospel is preached. They believe in holiness. They believe in miracles. They believe in healing. They believe in the Word of God. They believe in Jesus Christ is coming back. That's the kind of church you go. They believe in Holy Spirit. So you will grow. That's what the Word of God is saying. If you are a child of God, you should look for spiritual growth. You know, when you plant the plant in the soil, and that plant doesn't have a sunshine coming direct, wherever the sun coming, that plant is going to move this way.
Yeah.
If you go the sun that way, plant will go that way. So that plant, even that doesn't have a brain like us, they know how to survive and get the strength and get the food. We should have much more sense than the plant and animals. So God has given us the grace. When you are born again, child of God, what happened? The Spirit of Jesus Christ comes to dwell in you. The Spirit of God comes and dwell in you. So now the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ is in you, then it will guide you to the right way, right path. So what you do? You stay in the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Study the Word of God. Have a fellowship with the people of God. Call your friends who are born again children of God. Have a Bible study in your house. Have a Bible study in your neighborhood. And every year, but our Bible study is different than other churches. Our Bible study starts in April and finishes in November. Why are we doing this? Because when the cold weather comes, the darkness comes, if you don't have a parking, people have to park in front of somebody's house, and people do not like those things. So we thought, for the safety reason, just keep the meeting April to November. We are feeding the better milk, the pure milk, and we are going to grow. Okay, let's read verse 3.
If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious.
Amen. Now he says, if we have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
Amen.
Psalm 34 verse 8, please read.
O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him.
Okay, read 9.
O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him.
The word of God is saying, test and see. The Lord is good. That was the David was saying, or the psalmist was saying. Today what we say, he says, you have already tested. The Lord is gracious and Lord is good. Amen. You already have the experience. The Old Testament people were trying to experience what God is all about. But he says, now you already found out. You already found out how God is good and how God is gracious. You already tested. And the words, read verse 4 and 5. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 and 5.
To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore, also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Sion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed.
God has chosen the one foundation stone that we can build upon.
Amen.
That was Jesus Christ.
Right. Amen.
He was the not only cornerstone, he was the rock. And on that cheap rock or cheap cornerstone, we supposed to build upon.
Amen.
And those people did not understand. They did not understand what Jesus Christ is all about. They heard about it. They prophesied about him, but they did not know how to build upon Jesus Christ. They pushed Jesus Christ aside. But thank God, Saint Peter is saying, now we know that God was so gracious to you and to me. So we found that Jesus Christ is the cornerstone and he is a living stone. When we come to Jesus Christ, and when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, what happens? We get the eternal life just like Jesus.
Amen.
We get the same life what he has. And then when we join with Jesus Christ, we can build upon one by one, one believer to another believer to another believer. And then what happens? We became one living building for Jesus Christ. Go to the 1 Corinthians chapter 3, what St. Paul is saying. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and start reading from verse 9.
For we are laborers together with God, you are God's husbandry, you are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy. Which temple ye are.
Now that's the kind of temple St. Paul is talking about.
Amen.
And he says, God has given him grace as a wise master builder. So each and every servant of God should be like St. Paul, building the church upon the solid rock.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And don't try to make a church so fast. Some people want the church building fill within a 1 or 2 weeks. You can get thousands of people coming, but you will be not able to minister to them. But when you grow slowly but steadily, you would know each and every member. You will know their needs and you will minister to them better. So here the word of God says, if you want to build a fast house, you can gather the sticks, put it on the ground or the sand, and make a tent within 5 minutes. But if you want to make a strong building, takes a long time, takes a preparation. So the word of God is saying, the God's house should be built with a precious stone.
Amen.
I'm not talking about ordinary stone, precious stone. If you think about the New Jerusalem, or the foundation was what? Precious stones.
Amen.
So you and me are precious in the sight of God.
Amen.
We are not only a living stone, we are precious stones.
Amen.
And we are built upon together and joined together, Jesus being a cornerstone, we make a house for God. That's what the word of God says. You are the temple of the living God. Each and every person should be thinking, this, my body, is the temple of God. And I want my God to live in this. Jesus Christ wants to come and dwell in your temple. You remember a few minutes ago I said, when the temple is clean and nobody's dwelling in the temple, what happens? The enemy comes and brings the 7 demons and make that place worse than before. That's why some people, when they backslidden, they became worse than before. What happens? If the person never heard about Jesus Christ, he's curious. He wants to listen. He wants to get saved. But just think, somebody was 10, 20 years in the Lord and became backslidden. You go and tell that person, what he will say? I know everything about it. You give the Bible scripture, I know that. It will be difficult to bring that person to God. Only God has to intervene. Ordinary people cannot bring that person to God, because he already made up his mind. He said, I know everything. I know Christianity. And the other day I was watching the program, and the lady is now like a witch. And she said, I'm a Christian. I was in the Christian family. I was even a born again and the Pentecostal family. What happened? Now she's a witch. Now you tell her what you're doing is wrong, she's not going to believe, because she made up her mind Christianity is not good for her. Maybe something wrong with her. We don't know why she turned away from God, but those kind of people is difficult to bring them to Christ, because they know everything about Jesus Christ. Only way it will happen that God will do a miracle. When the husband start praying for wife might come to God. You cannot take a rod and start beating on his head. It will not happen. Or the husband start beating on wife, I want you to come to church. It won't happen. The word of God says, if unbelieving husband is staying with you and you go to church, don't tell him to get out of my house. Just pray. You might save his soul.
Yes.
So only God will save it. We have to pray and put it in the hand of God. So that's what the word of God is saying. We are the temple of God. Temple of God is holy and clean. But that temple has to be filled with the power of God, with the glory of God, with Jesus Christ, and with the Father. Otherwise, that temple will be empty and devil will come and ruin that temple, and it will be worse than before. That means the person who was ordinary person was, you know, listening to word of God and things like that. But now he became backslidden. He will be worse than a Christian. he will be completely very bad person. So the word of God is saying, now this temple is holy. And what you do, if you don't keep that temple holy, what he says, if you defile that temple, God himself will destroy you. How much strong language you need. People say, oh, God is so gracious, God is love, and God is good. That's all thing is good. Go to the book of Romans, chapter 2, and read verse 4 and 5. Please read.
Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God.
So what the word of God is saying? God is gracious, God is love. But that grace and love is waiting for you to repent. That's what God gives you time. Why God did not zap the people right away when they committed sin, Adam and Eve, or even the devil? God gives chance to repent, to come to him. God says, God waiting patiently to everyone to repent and come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. So God has given us chance. If you didn't tell anybody yet, say, I'm sorry, I didn't tell you, but let me tell you, Jesus Christ is coming. He has given you time to repent. He has given you time to come back to God. And if you just think God is so good and God is so gracious and he's not going to destroy the whole wide world, the word of God says, if you be stubborn enough, the one day will come, the day of judgment will come, and God will destroy the sinners from the face of this earth. But God has called us with a definite high calling. We are the children of God. We are called by name, that name above all name, the Jesus Christ. Our name also changed, just like when you're married, you take the husband's name. When we became Christian, we say now, we are Christians, followers of Christ. We are transformed. We have to show the world that we are not the old people. We are changed, we are transformed, and we are going to love the Lord, we are going to follow the Lord. See what the word of God is saying. Just go to the 1 Peter chapter 2 again, verse 8 and 9.
And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed.
Okay, see what happened? That stone of offense, when you fall on that stone, you get hurt. If that stone falls on you, you become a powder. So either way you do, you're going to get hurt. When Jesus called the Saul, he said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? He didn't know what he was doing. And he says, it is hard for you, what? Kick against the prick. What does it mean? If you are angry at God, and you say, come on, God, I'm going to show you something. Or just fight. Does it work? No. You cannot find God. I told you, one man told me, show me your God, and I'm going to tie in my bed, and I'm going to shoot him. I said, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what God is all about. I said, the day will come, you will be lying on that bed. When he said bed, I say, you're lying on that bed and you will be dying. That's the time you would know who God is. Exactly happened. Man was lying on that hospital bed and he was having lots of pain. He said, could you please go and call Pastor Peter so he could come and pray for me? I laid hand on that man and prayed for him, and God saved that man. He got saved, baptized, and today he is a believer. What I'm trying to say, people do not know who God is, and they want to fight with God. The word of God says, it is hard for you, what? kick against the brick. If you kick on the sharp nail, what is going to happen? You're going to bleed.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to die. So the word of God is saying, the people who try to stumble on him, they will come and they will be punished. I went to one place and that student called me. He said, please come and meet me at my study place, wherever he is. And I went there. And I was waiting quietly to meet that brother. So here comes the man. I don't know, he's a professor. He comes, can I help you? I said, I'm waiting for someone to come out. He said, what is this all about? I said, well, I want to talk to him about Jesus. He said, Jesus, get out of here. I said, what's the problem? He said, we don't want anybody talking about Jesus in this building. I said, okay, I can stand outside. I went outside, he came outside. And he says, you're talking about Jesus? I said, yes. He said, my God is greater than your Jesus. I said, what did he do? He said, in the name of Rama, the stone where, you know, swimming. I said, that's what your Rama did? And that's what you're worshiping him? I said, in my Bible, there was a regular man. And he was cutting some kind of wood. And his, what do you call, axe fell in the water. And he cried to the man of God. And he said, okay, no problem. And that the metal came swimming from the deep water to the top.
Amen.
But we don't worship that man who did that miracle. So what I'm trying to say, our God is a great God.
Amen.
Amen.
You cannot kick against the prick. You will get hurt. You remember, one man came and started harassing Paul. What Paul said? Be blind for a season. What happened? Right away, man became blind.
Amen.
God has given us more power. One man can stand in the gap and take control of demonic forces. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Please read.
Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
You overcome the demonic forces. The greater one is living in us. Devil has no power to destroy you or me. Because God has given us power over the demonic forces. One day I was traveling in the train. And one man was handcuffed. Leg and feet and everything, and he was very depressed, and I was sitting across from him. I said to him, sir, I'm not asking you what wrong thing you did. Just want to ask you one question. Where are you going? He says, I have a death penalty and I'm going to prison, a great prison. I said, now if you tell anybody anything, nobody's going to believe. But God will believe. If you just say, Jesus, please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. The word of God says, ye shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free.
Amen.
You will be free man.
Amen.
Even though they kill you tomorrow, you will go to heaven. Jesus Christ came to rescue you. He can forgive you. But the man who were, there are four police officers holding him and one their boss. And they got so angry at me. They said, what are you talking about? I said, I'm just comforting this man because he doesn't know who can rescue him now. But Jesus Christ will. Those people said, one of the men said, if you start talking about Jesus, this our boss has the power. He will make you vomit blood right there where you're sitting. I said, sir, is that your God? You're doing in the name of your God? And I told the people, I said, sir, what kind of God you like? God of love a God make people vomit the blood? Which is the God you like? People start saying, we like the God who is good God. I said, my God is a good God. He gave his life for you and for me. He loves you. And if you don't obey him, then the punishment comes later. But this man started arguing with me. He said, I'm going to make you vomit blood. I said, go ahead. When I said, he said, you have to write it down and give everything. I said, sir, if you have any form or anything, I will write it down. And there is no problem. Then he said, but I cannot do it now. So what's the problem? Because I'm on duty. I said, listen, set a time and date and a place. Mm-hmm. Amen. I will come in front of all the people. You make me vomit blood. They could not do it. They just took the prisoner and changed the another compartment. What I'm trying to say, our God is a good God. Amen. He has given us power and he lives in us.
Amen.
One more thing I'll tell you. Walking on the street, and I went by a brand new bicycle, I parked it there, and I said to the man, here is about Jesus Christ you read. He said, come on in. I said, where? Come on in. He took the one room, the second room, and the third room, and a darker room. He took me in. And he said, do you know I have the power to make you vomit blood? I said, uh-huh. I heard it before. I said, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to make you vomit blood. Now, that time, the first time I was in the train, there were so many people, 50, 60 people in that big train, in that compartment. So those people were not able to do anything in front of those people, even though they want to do anything. Now I am alone. Alone in the dark room with the man, and the man was very strong. I said, sir, maybe made people vomit blood and many people might have died or whatever. But let me tell you one thing. My God is greater than your God, whatever you're doing. I'm going to pray. Before you want to kill me, I'm going to pray first. Do you have anyone in your family sick or dying so I could pray for them and then you can kill me? He said, oh yeah, my wife is admitted in the hospital and she's dying. Hmm. Could you please pray for her? I said, do you want me to pray here? Or you want me to pray, go to the hospital and pray? He said, you can go to the hospital and pray. So praise God. I get out of the place and I went to the hospital. I did not run from him. I went to the hospital and I prayed for his wife. God healed his wife.
Amen.
Then I came to his house. I said, sir, here I am. He said, your God is a great God.
Amen.
I cannot do anything. What you have done for my family. And I'm so grateful to you. What I'm trying to say.
Yes,
our God is a great God.
Amen.
He has given us a great power. So the greater one lives in us. Let's read the verse 9. Time is running. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Now you are the special people, chosen by God for the purpose. Now he says, you are not even his people, but you are chosen. Go to the Exodus chapter 19, couple of verses we read fast. Exodus chapter 19, verse 5 and 6.
Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine.
Right. Now this was the promise given to the Old Testament people. Read Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6.
For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
Okay, 26th chapter, verse 19.
And to make thee high above all nations which he hath made, in praise, and in name, and in honor, and that thou mayest be an holy people unto the Lord thy God, as he hath spoken.
This is the promise. You will be my special people. I will keep you above all nations. I'll make you great.
Oh, yeah.
That was the promise. They did not understand the promise. They did not know what God was talking about. They disobeyed God many, many times. That's what the word of God we read. They were disobedient to God. Now the word of God says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That is the promise. We were living in darkness. We were dying without God and without Christ. God has chosen us. He has picked us from the darkness. And now he brought us in where? In the marvelous light of Jesus Christ. If you read in Colossians chapter 1 and read verse 12 to 14.
Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
Okay, now see what God has done. We were in the dark, we were in the sin, he has delivered us and brought us out of the darkness. Now, where are we? Now, we are the kingdom of God.
Amen.
The kingdom of life. The kingdom of light. And we should be shine forth. Let the whole world know what God is all about, what the Christianity is all about, what is our life is all about. We are living in a crooked and sinful generation.
Yes, sir.
Go to the Philippians chapter 2 and verse 15 and what the word of God is saying.
That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world.
We are living in a crooked generation. Everywhere you see the filth of sin. But God says, now you're going to go and shine to those people, because God has called us with a definite high calling. We were not his people, but God made us his people. We are chosen now. We are royal priesthood. If you go to some churches, they might be not having a good job, but when they come to church, they are deacons, they are the pastors, the assistant pastors. They have high post in the house of God. In the word of God, you are all royal priesthood.
Amen.
You are all called by God and called for good purpose. We are the temple of God. Jesus Christ wants to live in this temple. And he says, greater one is what? Within us. We don't have to be defeated by sickness, by disease, by financial crisis, or any kind of problems. We have to live for Jesus Christ. When I tell people, when people call for prayer, what are you going to do for Jesus Christ?
Yes.
When Jesus Christ heals you, what are you going to do? When we are born again, what are we supposed to do? That's what he said. You need pure milk. Grow day by day. So what are we going to do? When you go home, check the word of God. When you're writing something verses, go and read them over and over again. Start reading your Bible reading. Some people have a habit finishing Bible in 1 year. They start in January, they finish in December. Some people read the Bible in 3 years. Some people might be reading a Bible for whole Bible finishing with 5 years. Doesn't matter. If you read a one paragraph a day or one verse a day, but keep habit reading the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word of God has a power to change you.
Amen.
The Word of God has power to feed your soul spiritually. you can grow. That's what the Word of God is saying. So God has called us with a definite high calling. We are going to show forth His praises to the whole world. Shall we rise? I want Brother Abijah to preach. Please pray.
How grateful we are to you, our Father, this day for your blessing and for your goodness. Thank you for watching over us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for being so gracious and kind and loving. Thank you for your word today. We recognize today that, Lord, your word has called us out of sin, from darkness unto light. Above all, that you have made us a holy people.
Thank you, Jesus.
Priestly people.
Hallelujah.
A people that has a function and a purpose now in your cause. We would ask our Father today that you will help us not to be afraid, but to live as the light of Jesus.
Amen.
For we recognize that not only that we become light unto a dark world, but you have given us the grace and the power that we might able to excel.
Amen.
In the things of Jesus. And so we would ask today that you will help to strengthen our faith and give us the encouragement that we will continue to be bold for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bold in doing the things that we ought to do.
Yes, Lord.
And not to be ashamed.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
For we recognize that in you that there is hope.
Amen.
There is victory.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for all that you have been doing. Thank you for our pastor today.
Thank you, Jesus.
And thank you for the word which he has presented to us.
Yes,
and we ask, Father, that you will help us, that we will not only be one to listen, but we'll be one that will take action.
Amen.
And do the things that you will require of us this day.
Yes,
bless this, our church.
Thank you, Jesus.
And help us that we might able to be all that you will have us to be this day.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
For we ask it all in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
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 Thank you, sir.